reporter, sir.
Hi, my husband would like to report a UFO he saw tonight.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Was there any report of a UFO in Hayward?
Not so far.
Not so far, huh?
You see something?
Yes, I did. I've called the Oakland Airport and the Hayward Airport, and there's been quite a few calls on the same thing.
Okay, we'd like to hear about it.
All right, well, I was coming from Fremont, and I noticed this object about 15 miles in front of me, and it was hard to tell how high up it was at the time. Well, I reached Hayward right around A Street, and it was still hovering there, and some people were pulling off the freeway and getting out of their cars and looking at it, so I did the same thing, and it hovered there for quite a few minutes, and with the lights going around the side, and it had a red dome on the top, and then all of a sudden that the lights started going faster, and the thing was on an angle, like, you know, on a tilt, and all of a sudden it took off like nothing I've ever seen before, and it stopped again. Looked like if the radar was going, it probably ended up in Oakland within a matter of seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it stopped again, and it was doing the same thing it was doing in Hayward. The lights stopped moving fast, and it started going slow again. I called the Oakland Airport, and they said it was a Cessna towing a banner. And that doesn't seem too logical to me. And I also got the same story from the Hayward Airport.
Towing a banner.
Yeah, towing a banner. And I asked them what the reason would be for towing a banner at night. And they weren't sure. And I said, well, then why is it lighted? Because there isn't any letters or anything. Because it was low enough to where everything was distinct.
Uh-huh.
And so they clicked us off right away and gave us a couple of numbers to call because they didn't want to answer any more questions. So I thought, well, you know, it was what they said. They had a ton of calls in on it already.
Right. Okay, what time did you spot that?
Let's see, that was, I got home at 11:30, so, and I watched it probably around 11 o'clock.
Okay. Now, just how close did this thing get to you?
It was hovering over the freeway, and from everything I could tell, it was probably a half mile up.
Okay, now you say hovering. Do you mean just moving in a small area or stationary?
Stationary as far as I could tell, okay? And when it did decide to move, the lights around it, because there was no... At first, I thought it might be a blimp.
Right.
And I got out, and the sky was lit very nicely behind it from the, I don't know, the moon or whatever it was, but it was a light night, and there was no silhouette of a blimp, but there was a distinct silhouette of what I've seen on TV to be, you know, a flying saucer.
Uh-huh.
With a red dome on the top that was lighted and blinking. And there would be an interval of, like, the lights on the side were oblong. And there would be three, then a gap, and then there would be, like, four, because I counted them as they went around, and it repeated itself. Like, when the three would come around, there would be a gap in there, and then there would be four following it. And that way, every time it went around, I could count how many times it was going around.
Yes,
and then
sir.
All of a sudden, when it decided to take off, it went fast enough to where you couldn't count them, and then it just took off.
Well, in other words, the spinning of these things increased before it took off?
Right.
I see. Then did the spinning slow down when the thing stopped?
Right. From what I could tell, it must have been in Oakland, because
okay.
It was quite a ways. And then I saw it stop again, because the speed it was traveling, you could tell the thing was moving. And then all of a sudden it just, boom, it stopped and it started doing the same thing it was doing in Hayward.
Okay, then in your opinion, would you say this thing moved from one stationary position to another position too fast for any kind of aircraft?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't, there's, number one, one, if they would have said a helicopter or something, I would have heard it, okay? There was no sound of this that I could tell. With a helicopter, even though the traffic's still on the freeway, you could hear it. But this, you couldn't hear anything.
Okay. Now, these lights on this thing, did you say that they were oblong?
Yeah, they were oblong. And not horizontally, it was vertical.
Okay. Now, what were the colors?
Well, the lights were on the, around the perimeter, it looked like. They were a brilliant white.
Uh-huh.
Now, at the top, it was a red dome, a distinct red dome. Bright, you know, and blinking periodically.
Okay. Now, could you make out the object itself that these lights were attached to?
Well, it looked like almost that it was like if it were a solid object, and then these lights were on a different, like a different unit, and it moved independently of the saucer or whatever it was.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like that was a the means of its power,
right,
or whatever.
Okay.
From what I could tell. Okay. Like I say, it was a nice night to see anything in the sky because it was light out.
Uh-huh.
And the only silhouette that I could see, you know, was exactly what I did see was the dome and the flatness to it. And also it was on a tilt.
Was that tilted towards you?
No, it was in such a way that I could see that it was, let's see, maybe about, say 24, 25 degrees.
To you?
Well, no. As I was looking at it, I could tell that there was a 24 or 25 degree angle to it, and I was on the side, more or less.
Okay, fine. Okay, now, in your estimation, if there was an object, how big would it be?
Well, at first, like I said, I thought it was a Goodyear blimp, and you know how they'll have that neon sign that rotates around it.
Right.
Well, from Fremont, that's what I thought it was. And I was curious, so I kept my eyes on it all the way until I hit Hayward, and there wasn't anything legible about it. So I pulled over and I got out, and it was large. I would think the thing would have to be at least a couple hundred feet across.
Okay. And the altitude, any estimate on that?
Well, here again,
these visual estimates
anywhere
are
from a half a mile to a mile.
Okay.
I think it was just too distinct to be any further than that. Of course,
okay.
I could be wrong there, but I don't know.
And that there was a very definite gap between these lights.
Yeah, right. And it moved in such a way that it repeated itself, and it was moving slowly, and it was moving counterclockwise, and to where I was.
Right.
So I would think that, you know, see, the thing that brought more curiosity to this than what I seen, because I've heard other people that I know have seen things like this, and so I was shocked, but I could believe it. But this thing calling the airports and having this Cessna pulling a banner
at 11 o'clock at night.
11 o'clock at night just didn't satisfy my curiosity. So I figured, well, we'll try and.
You said there were other people stopping on the freeway.
Yeah, well, about. Say a mile to a mile and a quarter before I actually pulled off on the off ramp, there was people actually pulling off the side of the freeway. And I pulled off on this
off Ramp A Street in Hayward.
Uh-huh.
And I pulled down below and got out and looked at it. And it moved just entirely. There's just no possible way. Even these jets I've seen for the Air Force didn't compare to how quickly this thing got up and went. I mean, the speed from standing still to where it finally ended up.
Right.
Man, it was just too quick. In fact, there's not a jet I've ever seen that can move that fast.
Okay, now on its second stationary stop, did you watch that until the thing took off again?
No. When I observed the thing take off, I saw this. It hit someplace in Oakland and then stopped again.
Okay.
And at that time, I went and called the Hayward Police Department and tried to get a hold of the Hayward Airport, which I didn't at the time. When I got home, I finally did get a hold of Hayward Airport. They said there was a ton of calls on it, and Oakland said that they had received calls on it. But here again, they come back with
right.
a story with an assessment.
Okay, where did you finally get our number?
From the, I think the Hayward Airport.
Hayward, okay. All right,
nope,
sir.
It's another number in Washington, I think it was, but we didn't get any answer.
Uh-huh.
But this the first call on this?
That's the first one we've got so far, right?
Maybe, evidently, some of these people were pacified by the story they gave them on the assessment. I just can't buy it. No way.
Well, okay, we'll get on this thing, and if we come up with any answers, well, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I appreciate it.
Thanks much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.